B'choros perek vav mishnah base 6-2. We now go on to the topic of mumen in the eye. We'll have two mishnahs on that topic. And the eye, as far as these halachas are concerned, essentially has four parts, the anatomy of the eye, that are relevant. First, we have the eyeball, the white part of the eye. The technical name for the white part is called the sclera. And the mishnah refers to that as the lavan, the white part of the eye. And that really, there's no mum that happens there per se, okay? Then you have, with in the front of the eye, you have the iris. That means if the person has blue eyes, the blue part of the eye, that's the iris, that circle that goes around. And that's in Hebrew called the sira. Within the middle of the sira, the iris, there is the black dot called the pupil in English. And in the Mishnah, it's referred to as the shachor, the black part of the eye. Just so you know, the pupil basically is just kind of a hole where the light goes in. And the size of that hole is adjusted by the iris, which is kind of like, I don't think it was like a muscle, it just sort of opens and closes to adjust the aperture of the opening of the pupil. Now, around the eyeball, you have skin that we call the eyelid. The Mishnah refers to that as the ris shel ayin, the eyelid. Okay, says the Mishnah inside, ris shel ayin, if you have on the eyelid, shenikav, if it's got punctured, meaning there's a hole in the eyelid, or shenifgam, there's a piece missing from the eyelid, like a wedge cut out of the eyelid, or shenisdak, or it's split, meaning there's nothing missing from the eyelid, but it's split, like a scissors if you cut the eyelid, something like that. So then that is considered to be a mum kavua, it won't heal, and based on that you can check the bechor outside of the azara. Now if hare be'ein of dak, if it has, now the word dak literally means something like very thin, it's referring to like the thin layer, it's what we would call typically translated as a cataract on the surface of the eye where the pupil is, if that's where it is, there's like a white film, okay? The truth is that white film, a cataract anyways, is like a protein white film that's on the lens of the eye. But I think whatever white's in the front of the eye, that would be a problem. I don't think there's other possibilities like a pterygium or something, which would be equally a problem, I guess. I'm not sure exactly how to translate these different things exactly right in terms of modern, you know, ophthalmology. The next part is the tavlul. Now the word tavlul, the word balul means to be mixed up. Like blila, to mix things up. So a tavlu is a mixture, meaning that the eye is almost like leaking the black into the white or the white into the black. So the issue is, if it's going to be white leaking into black, meaning you've got some of the pupil is damaged and it's got white in it, that's the problem. Says the Mishnah, if it's a chilazon nachash, that translates literally as a snail snake, but it means whatever it is, this pterygium, whatever it is, this white part, this stuff is going into the like snail-shaped thing, if you will, and making the color of a snake, for all I know. So it's a pshat, I don't know what that means exactly. It is going into the pupil. Or ve'enav, or if it's like a grape, like a round, like a grape growth. I don't know what that is exactly. Tergium, tumor, I don't know what it is. On the surface of the eye, again, by the pupil. That's a problem. It's a balmum. Ve'ezu tavlul, what is the mixing up of the colors we're talking about, the tavlul? That's lavan haposek basira. We're talking about white that is breaking through the iris, the seer, the colored part of the eye, the nichnas b'shachor, and the white of the outside is a kind of like reaching to the black on the inside of the eye. That is the problem. B'shachor v'nichnas lavan, if it's the other way though, meaning black is, so to speak, leaking out towards the white of the eye, ein mum, that's not considered a blemish, she'ein mumen b'lavan, because what goes on in the white of the eye is not relevant in terms of the halachas of Baal Mum.